This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh boy, Clemson fans. On 3 Sports, Larry Williams reported around 11:45 this morning on Twitter, quote, new, there is significant concern within the football program about Cade Klubnik's ability to play Saturday against SMU, end quote. Coming off his sprained ankle in the third quarter against Boston College. Welcome into Wire to Wire. I'm Diesel. He's Cole Bryson. You Tolos who are watching on the stream, we appreciate you being a part of the show. Those of you who have jumped in early, awesome. We love to see it. Cole, how bad is it? How bad is it that Cade Klubnik might not play against SMU?
Well, you wish it could have come last week when you were playing Boston College, right? That's all you can think of. Maybe the week before when you were making that trip to Chapel Hill, right? No, wait till you get Calvin Jennings coming to Death Valley. Wait till you get SMU, a team you went wire to wire with, right? Last year in the ACC championship game, it's bad timing because you do have a solid SMU team coming in. I'm not going to say that SMU is a really good team, but it's a solid SMU team, Diesel, and the timing's bad. But guess what? You know what the reality of it is? Clemson's a big blue blood. Clemson should have five stars. Clemson should have guys like Oklahoma and Georgia that when their quarterback goes down, they can rely on. Hopefully they do. Maybe we find out.
Yeah, it does definitely expose Dabo Swinney and the lack of using the transfer portal and trusting the guys that you brought in. I mean, we've seen with our own eyes in the multiple times we've seen Christopher Vezina over the course of the last couple of weeks. He ain't it. He's been flat out terrible in the past 2 weeks. His stats this season, Cole, if you want to call them stats, 37 yards, 0 touchdowns, 1 interception, 7 of 14 passing with an average of 2.6 yards per completion and a QBR of 4.3.
That's not
24,
great.
Not 34, no. Not 44, not 54, but 4.3.
Yeah, that's not great.
They're in a real tough spot. I mean, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if Dabo Swinney had brought in a Trinidad Chambliss kind of guy, you know, who...
Well, Air Noland, like Shane Beamer did. Right? At South Carolina?
Very good answer.
Diesel, I don't believe this is the news that's going to allow Clemson fans to rest well tonight and then again tomorrow. We will know the first injury report tonight at 8 o'clock, so you and I will already be off the air when that injury report comes out. But I would imagine that Cade Klubnik will be listed as questionable in that injury report. I don't think he'll be doubtful, but I don't think he'll be probable. I've heard reports and rumors, Diesel, that Vezina's getting that Vezina has been getting quarterback one snaps all week this week. So I don't know.
Well, here's the problem. If you go back and you look at that North Carolina game, and you go back and you look at that Boston College game, especially the UNC game, Christopher Vezina was getting reps with the ones after Cade Klubnik was sat, and he still looked bad. Like, if you're telling me a backup quarterback goes out there with the twos and they're dropping passes, that's understandable, right? They're the twos for a reason. But when you get thrown back out there with the ones, these are the guys that presumably next year, a lot of the time, you will be throwing to next year and the year beyond, and you still can't hit them. That's a problem.
Yeah,
that is a big-time problem. And T-Swizzle on the stream says Vezina was a big-time recruit. Well, he's played like garbage. He's played like a big-time flop in the two games that we've seen him play significantly in this season. As a matter of fact, didn't he get benched late in the Boston College game? They moved on to Trent Pierman, or was that in the North Carolina game?
I can't recall which one.
Either way,
sorry.
He played bad enough that they sat him and they rolled Trent Pierman out there. So, Clemson fans, initial reaction, what you've been thinking, what you've been feeling, text it in 844-326-3663. 844-FAN-PHONE is how you can text the show, how you can call the show. How are you feeling knowing that there's a very good chance that Cade Klubnik could not play on Saturday against SMU? I wonder, Cole, depending on exactly, we're not doctors, right? But depending on exactly what's going on with Cade's ankle, might it give you a better chance to win if you just ran a couple extra wraps of that tape around his ankle and said, hey, stand in the pocket, get rid of the ball quickly? Because, I mean, again, Vezina's not it.
Clemson, you know, they're in a tough spot. I don't know if an injured Cade Klubnik, to answer your question, would be better than Christopher Vezina. I guess the answer to your question would depend on how bad that ankle is, right? How bad Cade Klubnik's injury really is. Christopher Vezina, to T. Swizzle's point on YouTube, yeah, he was highly recruited out of high school, Bryanwood High School in Birmingham, Alabama, or Bryanwood Christian, rather. You're talking about a four-star guy who had a 247 sports rating of a 95, right? So this was supposed to be a really solid recruit as a four-star. You're talking about a guy that has the looks. He's 6'4", he's 210, he looks like a college quarterback. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, Diesel, in college, in his limited snaps, he hasn't fit the bill, to your point. So I don't know how bad Cade's ankle is. I think, to answer your question, you would really want to know the extent of the injury, right? Because if he's really, really hurt, you don't want to throw him out there. If he's semi-hurt, you may think about it. You may let him say, okay, Cade, you decide, are you good enough to play? And boy, Kevin Buggs brings up a great point. Kevin Buggs, let's get to this real quick, Diesel. He says, might have to take SMU for the upset pick. And I texted you this morning when this news broke.
Yeah.
Me not getting in an upset pick yesterday could pay off in a big way, and here's why.
That's cheating. That's cheating. We always give ours on Wednesdays,
Cole. No. Look, you
dragged
make the
your
rules.
Feet.
You
ran out
rules.
The clock.
You make the rules Friday. Hey, look, for those Tolos out there curious, the line yesterday was locked in at 3 o'clock at Clemson minus 9.5.
Yep.
It's now, since then, fallen to 6.5. Mm-hmm. If he's officially ruled out, Diesel, I expect the line to drop maybe a point more to 5.5 or maybe even 5. The point being, if you have not made your upset pick yet, that might not. I mean, do you really have faith and confidence that without Cade Klubnik, Diesel, Clemson's Christopher Vezina can beat SMU?
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't. And look, all we can go by is what we've seen with our own eyes. We've seen him out there a couple of games this season, again, with the ones in the second half of that North Carolina game, and he wasn't it. Maybe he surprises all of us. And for his sake, I genuinely hope that he does.
Yeah.
I genuinely hope that Christopher Vezina, now that he's had a full week with the ones and now that he is the guy, suddenly you know, comes open like a beautiful flower, and all of a sudden he throws for 250, and it's not entirely on this run game to win this game, and not entirely on the defense. Look, it's not a given that Clemson loses the game because Vezina would play.
Yeah,
we know that Clemson's defense is playing really good right now. Adam Randall seemed to, you know, be running the ball a little bit better last week, and they're using him now in multiple ways instead of trying to force him to be RB1 and kind of pigeonhole him in that role. But it certainly hurts to not have Cade Klubnik out there. And again, it does expose the lack of depth in the quarterback room at Clemson.
You know, it's interesting. And by the way, I think the game you were referring to where Pierman came in was North Carolina. I don't see any snaps listed for Pierman against Boston College. And he took three. Well, I don't know if he took three snaps. He had three completions. Or no, let me get this right. He had one completion on three attempts against North Carolina for 31 yards. So didn't play a whole lot. Christopher Vezina against North Carolina. Diesel was 6 of 11 for 39 yards. You mentioned his performance there wasn't good. I don't know if they originally wanted Pierman to come in the game or if Christopher Vezina did get benched. I don't know, you know, how Pierman came into the game, if it was because it was scheduled that way already, if they got a certain lead, or if Vezina just wasn't getting the job done. I don't know. Ultimately, Vezina just doesn't have the sample size, Diesel, when you talk about enough limited or the limited amount of reps that he's taken this year. You, just like in high school, you talk about all the time, kids don't really learn much at the, you know, at the middle school C team level that prepares them for a Friday night. It's different. And Christopher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Vezina's learned the same thing at the college level. Saturday, when you're the man, it's a little bit different. And I don't know. I would feel better if they were going against North Carolina or Boston College, but they're going against a pretty good Kelvin Jennings.
Well, at the very least, you can take solace in the fact that this is a home game. If this was a road game, oof. Now, if it was a road game against a team that actually brought fans to the stadium, because yeah. SMU tends to struggle with attendance, you know, issues, yeah. And you know, Gerald Ford Stadium is not that big to begin with, and they don't really attend super, super well. They might, you know, because they're off to a good start and it's Clemson, but who knows? I mean, that is the silver lining if Christopher Vezina has to go, that this is a home game, and then you can lean on that fan base to provide some extra noise and really help that defense out. And hey, if it's to the point where you're telling me that defense is good enough to hold Jennings and this SMU offense to 17 points,
yeah,
I think there's a chance that even if Zena does not come alive and play better than what we've seen him play all year that there's a chance they might still win.
At 844-326-3663, a couple of upset picks coming in, which, by the way, the upset pick challenge is open. If you send it in before the showtime, sorry, it will not count. Cornchip gets his upset pick in. Marvy Marv on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line says, I'm not a big Cade fan, but as a longtime Clemson fan, that is going to hurt if he is a no-go. John Dog taking SMU over Clemson. Gamecock Mark Diesel saying, you guys talked me into it. I'm taking SMU plus 9.5 over Clemson. Hey, look, we're not trying to talk you into it.
Right.
I'm just saying that's what I did, and don't listen to me because I've been horrible. But going back to what you just said a minute ago, Diesel, if Vecina's the guy, you would think, you would imagine that this Clemson defense is just going to have to really, really, really step up in a mighty way. Right, they're going to have a big game. They're going to have to almost kind of win the game for Clemson with Vecina out there. Maybe he says, hey, you know what? It's my time to shine. Maybe he goes and proves us all wrong and has a Chase Brice-type game. Remember, you remember Chase Brice's game when he came in? And
for sure.
I can't remember the opponent, but he made a really good couple of plays. And Clemson fans out there listening, well, T-Swizzle will tell me which game that was. I remember he came in due to injury, and he played well. He played well in the Valley and got the win, and it has happened before, and now is the time for Christopher Vecina to kind of to prove his worth for next year if this happens to be the case, or are we spending this whole first segment thinking about something that's not going to happen? Diesel, I don't know that we are, because it doesn't look now, the reports don't look great when it comes to Kate Klubnik's health.
Yeah, that was against Syracuse, by the way. He came in and beat Syracuse in the, what season was that? That was seven, wow. Wow, this makes me feel old. That was 7 years ago. Posted on YouTube the highlights of that game 7 years ago. You're talking
Chase
about
Bryce?
The 2018 season. That's wild to think. God, I don't like the thought of that as well. Do you think that we see this Clemson SMU now outpace what was the most popular pick yesterday, which was UNLV 100%. Over Boise State for 12.5 points.
100%. This is going to be the number one pick today, especially tomorrow if it's announced tonight, Diesel, that Kate Klubnik's out, which I would imagine, here's how I feel on this announcement. I would imagine, and by the way, we're going to talk to Chapel Fowler of the state newspaper who covers Clemson in about 8 minutes, so Clemson fans, make sure you're tuned in for that. Diesel, I would imagine that Dabo's going to try in his gamesmanship to hold this as close to his vest for as long as possible. I don't know. Maybe this is a question for Chapel, who's in the day-to-day on the Clemson beat. I don't know if Dabo has to announce him out until Saturday.
Yeah.
I know there's a report tonight at 8, which I like the conference does these injury report. I think there's another one tomorrow. So I think that becomes the question. When does Dabo have to officially rule him out? Can he wait until Saturday? He may.
And speaking of that word, wait, we have seen just a flood of Tolos texting in their upset picks. Jacob in Spartanburg, Gamecock Mark, John Dog, several others have gotten their picks in for SMU to upset Clemson for 9.5. Remember, you're all making these picks based on an
cold
outside source saying that he might not play.
Yeah.
So, hey,
but
don't get mad here, Tolos, if you're making a knee-jerk decision based on some unconfirmed news and you end up being wrong.
But I did.
You did.
And you know what? It's worth it because we at least do know that Cade's not 100%. So,
right.
You know, as far as the upset pick challenge goes, it's all SMU fans. Madcraft says, I don't think it's a stretch to say if Cade plays, then I trust the upset more. Oh, man, taking shots. By the way, one of the Tolos on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, RJ, let us know that Mike Hill was fired from UNC Charlotte. And we've talked about how bad that program's been. This was not his first year, was it?
No, he's been around for a while. Okay. He made three different coaching hires in his tenure at Charlotte.
Wow.
He hired the current head coach, whose name I'm blanking off the top of my head, the one that came in from Ohio. He hired and fired Biff Pogge. He hired and fired Will Healy also.
Just didn't work out.
Nah.
Did not work out for Mike Hill. So UNC Charlotte next on the chopping block. Also, Tolo, speaking of coaches getting fired in hot seats, we are going to do a welfare check at 4. So I want to hear your thoughts on that. But look, this is the biggest story. We're going to keep an eye on this, Diesel. We'll continue to talk about it, obviously, today and tomorrow with Chapel Fowler. And, hey, even our 522 guest today, Rich Phillips, the play-by-play voice of the SMU Mustangs. We were emailing back and forth this morning about the interview today, you know, getting the interview set up, and he asked me. He said, is Cade playing? And I said, look, you're asking the wrong person. All I know is the same thing you know, that reports are that Vezina's been taking QB1 snaps this week. So,
hey,
we'll see.
You know how we, earlier in the week, we were talking about, you know, the Dodgers manager making a questionable decision, pulling, you know, pitcher in game number one, I'm blanking on his name now. Gosh, the pitcher that was pulled out of that game. And I said, hey, he robbed him of a moment, of a possibility of going out there and pitching a complete game in the divisional series.
Snell.
Thank you, Blake Snell. I do wonder if Cade is, let's say he's 75% and he goes out there and wins the game. Is this one of those situations that could solidify his legacy that hasn't been phenomenal at Clemson? I know the fans love him. I know he's well-liked. But at the end of the day, he hadn't won at the same clip that other quarterbacks before him won. And you could say he could ultimately be forgotten as a Clemson quarterback if he doesn't play in this game and the season sort of falls apart. 10 years from now, are people talking about Cade Klubnik anymore? This could be that opportunity. If he goes out there and plays essentially on one leg and wills his team to a victory, that's one of those things that you might not build a statue for him on campus, but he get a plaque somewhere.
Yeah, I think so. And again, going back to what you asked a minute ago, when it comes to could he go out there banged up? Could he go? I mean, and if he does go, I think we'll all be safe to assume that he's not 100%. So it'll be interesting to see. I think ultimately it's a huge decision, and I would probably guess, Diesel, and assume that Cade Klubnik wants to go Saturday. But boy, this is interesting with it being a lower body injury, because, you know, if it were a head injury, then Cade would really have he would be out of the picture completely. But now that it's a lower body injury, that makes it really interesting.
Well, and considering how much they need him to use his legs to be successful, right? I mean, Adam Randall has been okay in some games, but they don't have an elite running back one that he could just kind of pogo on one leg and hand the ball off to and hope for the best. They need him to use his legs, and without having a true RB1, it makes things more difficult on Cade.
Also, it was just announced earlier today that Bruce Pearl will be joining CBS. So that's interesting news as well after his retirement, Diesel. But a loaded show coming your way. We have the state segment with Chapel Fowler coming up in just a few minutes. A welfare check at 4. We also are going to do the only Tolo takeover coming up at 5 p.m. Tolos, want to hear from you at 844-FAN-PHONE. We'll be joined by Rich Phillips at 522 going behind enemy lines, the play-by-play voice of the SMU Mustangs. Also, upset picks, audio blitz, Clay Hendricks of Furman in the 6 o'clock hour. Just so much to get to. But let's do that. Let's run off the break. Chapel Fowler joins us next for the States segment to get a little bit of insight knowledge on what's happening inside the Clemson program with the injury of Cade Klubnik and if he plays Saturday. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.